talk. Please welcome Vincent, who's going to tell us how to do monads in Python. Thank you.
Try again? Cool. So my name is Vincent, and I'm going to talk about monads in Python. So I'm a software engineer, and I have around 4 years of experience in Python. And it happens that I'm a big fan of functional programming. So monads have a pretty bad reputation in the world of programming, but I have some goals for this talk. It's to show that at its core, monad is a simple but powerful concept, and that monads can be leveraged in Python. So I have some warning to give. This talk will be more practically inclined than theoretically rigorous. So let's start with a motivating example. So let's say that we want to time some functions, that is to measure the time of execution of some functions. One way you can do it is to create a function decorator like this, which starts a timer before the execution of the function and ends the timer after the execution, and then returns the result and the time of execution. So let's have some functions, and let's use our new decorator. So one problem I have is how to chain those functions and get the total time of execution. So one obvious way to do it would be just to call the functions sequentially like this and unpack the results, the intermediary results, and the times of execution, and just sum the times. So there are some things which could be improved. First, we need to repeat the logic of unpacking the value and time at each step of the computation. And as programmers, we don't like repeating things. There's something else which we need to repeat. We need to repeat the summation. In this case, we need to sum twice. So let's introduce a function that I call bind, and which has as argument a tuple of some value and the time of execution, and a function f. So you can imagine that the time which is stored in the first argument is the time that has been computed and accumulated so far. So the bind function is just going to apply the function on the value which is stored on the left at the zero index of the tuple and compute the new time of execution and then return the result and the time we had before and the new time of execution. So with this bind function, which abstracts away the things which were repeated before, we can rewrite our example this way. And T contains the total time of execution. Okay.